Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. As temperatures drop dangerously low this weekend, the city of Rock Island is partnering with Project Now to open an emergency overnight shelter at the Martin Luther King Center on 9th Street. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more.
It will operate between 9 p.m. Friday, December 12th, to 7 a.m. Monday, December 15th, including food and snacks. It was not clear Thursday how many beds would be provided at the King Center, which is up to the city fire marshal to decide. For more information on the shelter, call 309-520-2452. At a Thursday press conference, Project Now Executive Director Dwight Ford thanked the city and King Center for their quick response to this humanitarian crisis.
We're going to save lives, and I think that's what the focus should be. And things that we differ on as a society become small when the things that are major presses before our conscience, which is the saving of a human life. We can figure the rest out. We have 3 days to do that.
Donations for the shelter, like snacks, socks, underwear, and toiletries, are sought on Friday at the King Center from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The city and its partners will work regionally to develop a more permanent overnight winter shelter. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has received the state's highest honor for citizens for his years of public service. He's the longest-serving governor in U.S. history, having spent a total of 22 years in office. During his time as governor, Branstad led a reorganization of state government and pushed a pro-business agenda. Later, he served as U.S. ambassador to China and as president of Des Moines University and the World Food Prize. During a ceremony Thursday at the state capitol, Branstad thanked his parents, teachers, and former constituents.
I want to thank you, the people of Iowa. You are a wonderful, caring, thoughtful, friendly group of people, and it's an honor to serve.
Governor Kim Reynolds presented the Iowa Award. It was established nearly 80 years ago to recognize outstanding service of Iowans in fields like science, government, and education. The Western Illinois University Board has authorized the administration to borrow up to $2 million from the institution's foundation. Tri-State Public Radio's Rich Egger has details.
The money would be used to fund university operations. The administration has not decided whether the action will be necessary. Keetra Roselieb is Western's vice president for finance and administration. She was asked about the borrowing plan by trustee Karen Stutz.
This will be the last resort. We will have exhausted everything else, right?
Yes. We will take other measures first and foremost before we would exercise this that would incur additional costs, even though they are low interest. We don't want to have to do this.
Roselieb says the university's cash position remains of concern after multiple years of operating deficits. The state law allowing the borrowing goes into effect January 1st. Any loan would have to be repaid within 5 years. Also during the discussion, trustee Erica Lowe Mullins suggested the foundation develop a general unrestricted endowment that would generate sustained revenue. Rich Egger reporting.
Augustana College's prison education program is joining a nationwide research project focusing on education outcomes for incarcerated students. The program's executive director, Professor Sharon Varlow, says Augustana is among 25 institutions joining a University of Utah research lab to collect the data.
We now have a place in the country where there will be a repository of information so we can do these analyses to have meaningful, robust research studies of higher ed prison programs that can affect policy.
Varlow says her program currently has 39 students with 11 set to graduate this May. This is WVIK News.